With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The National Drug Council says it's stepping up off-premise alcohol safety training with major distributors and retailers, including Blackbeard's and Jake Scott Wines and Spirits. The council recently ran responsible beverage service training for distributor staff in Grand Cayman and retail staff in Cayman Brac, focusing on ID checks, spotting intoxication, and refusing sales when needed. The NDC says extending this training beyond bars and restaurants to liquor stores and package outlets is aimed at cutting underage drinking and alcohol-related harm. They say it also supports their Arrive Alive 345 message. Designate before you celebrate. Drive safe, drive sober. And speaking of safety, the National Road Safety Committee is rolling out a public education campaign for e-bike and scooter riders ahead of tougher enforcement of existing traffic laws beginning in January. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more on what riders need to know.
The campaign aims to make sure that riders of e-bikes, scooters, and other personal transport devices clearly understand the laws that already apply when they use Cayman's public roads. Under the traffic law, riders must be at least 17 years old, hold a valid Category 0 or Category 2 driver's license, and ensure their e-bike or scooter is registered, licensed, and insured. They must also follow all traffic signals, signs, and road markings, and only operate where the law allows, because these devices share the same traffic environment as motor vehicles and must follow the same rules of the road. Officials want to make sure that drivers understand their responsibilities and become compliant before full enforcement of existing laws begins on the 16th of January, 2026. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
And as we approach the big day this Christmas, Cayman's Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Manderson, sends a very personal message to civil servants as he himself prepares for retirement.
I have seen the teamwork and the willingness to go above and beyond, and have seen the pride that you take in your work, pride that is well deserved. While there will be another time to reflect more fully on my years in this role, I do want to say this. The relationships I have built with you have been amongst the greatest privileges of my career.
Mr. Manderson announced his retirement earlier this year in the summer. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Denmark has warned the United States to respect its sovereignty after Donald Trump appointed a special envoy to Greenland. The US president has previously threatened to annex the Danish autonomous territory. The envoy, Jeff Landry, said it was an honour to serve in a role, as he put it, to make Greenland a part of the US. A court in Ecuador has jailed 11 soldiers for more than 30 years each over the forced disappearance of four boys in December last year. The children, aged between 11 and 15, were detained as part of a crackdown on drug gangs. Their deaths led to a huge public outcry. Officials in Moscow say they suspect Ukraine was involved in an explosion which killed a senior Russian general. Fanil Savarov was the head of operational training for Russia's military. Russia said it's seriously concerned about the US seizure of ships carrying oil from Venezuela. Earlier, China's foreign ministry said the US actions were a serious violation of international law. The military leaders of Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger are meeting in the Malian capital Bamako. The talks will focus on tackling growing insecurity in their countries. The final group of 130 children abducted from their school in central Nigeria have been reunited with their families. It's still unclear how the government secured their release. A cyber attack on France's postal system has caused widespread disruption. Long queues formed in post offices as people waited to collect their parcels, and customers of the banking arm were blocked from making online payments. And the British singer Chris Rea has died at the age of 74. He was known around the world for his hit Driving Home for Christmas. A statement from his family said he died in hospital following a short illness. And that's the latest BBC World News.